Fat Selenia, written by Envy Sparkler, read by Raven. Chapter 186, Grave Secrets, Alternate Point of View, Tim. Tim is well aware that he shouldn't be here, alone and without backup, hobbling along on his crutches. But there is no one else. Bruce is in Bloodhaven with Dick, and there's too many fires happening at the same time. Tim's benched, but this is urgent. He can't think of a good reason why Hood would sneak into a cemetery with a shovel after his confrontation with Batman and the Joker ended with a bullet to Clown's head, and the bad reasons are itching at his fingertips. Like it or not, Jason has always been like Bruce, using anger to mask everything else. And once the anger's gone, Tim had to pull a bat back from the brink once, and he's prepared to do it again. When Tim manages to hobble all the way to Jason's grave, he realizes it's worse than he thought. Tim was prepared for an angry Jason, an emotional Jason, a desperate, spinning out of control Jason, was resigned to a punch or five being thrown his way, but he wasn't expecting a Jason that looks so empty. He isn't wearing any of Hood's gear, and he's on the ground, on his back, looking up at the sky. He doesn't make a single move to confront Tim. He looks peaceful, and that makes something tighten in Tim's stomach. Tim carefully takes a seat, arranging his crutches as he stretches the cast out in front of him. This is so much more dangerous than he thought it would be. If he gets this wrong, he'll lose everything. "What are you looking at?" Tim asks softly.
"The sky,"
Jason responds easily, no hint of jealous fury in his voice. He sounds congenial, open, friendly, and all of it is shrieking alarm in Tim's head.
"You ever learned the constellations?"
"No," Tim answers, honestly and warily. "What is a threat? Jason is a danger, and this conversation, for all that it sounds pleasant, is a minefield."
"Dick didn't teach you?"
Jason sounds surprised. Tim stares at him. Why would Dick teach him about constellations? They were hardly useful in Gotham, and they had better navigation systems in place.
"No,"
Tim responds slowly.
"You should tell him to teach you," Jason says quietly.
"I will." Hopefully the agreement will help keep the amiable mood Jason has going on. Tim looks up at the sky, wondering what Jason's seeing there. Wondering, for a brief moment, what it would have been like to sit with Dick and Jason as Dick pointed out the stars in the sky.
"Tim," Jason says,
and Tim startles back to the present. Jason is looking at him now, green eyes strangely muted, and Tim realizes he can brush Tim's cast if he stretches out a hand.
"What are you doing here?" Jason asks.
"I was tracking you on the security cameras," Tim hedges. He watched Jason get out, moving all wrong, and then Batman, and then the warehouse exploded with a dead clown inside. It was Jason's path that got him worried. The meandering. The purposelessness of it. And then the sudden drive towards the cemetery. Like he had found a purpose again.
"You're injured," Jason says lightly.
Like he isn't the cause of all Tim's injuries. And Tim makes a shrug of acknowledgement. Jason's stare is kind of disconcerting.
"Where's Winghead?" he asks softly. Bloodhaven, Tim answers, just as soft. There's a situation. He's not sure how to describe it, but there's an imminent nuclear threat to Bloodhaven, and every hero on the eastern seaboard has their hands full trying to stop it. Jason accepts this answer, still staring at him. It's making Tim's skin crawl.
Why are you here? He asks,
and he sounds curious. Younger, unlike Hood and unlike Robin. There's something very, very wrong here. Tim takes a deep, slow breath. I am worried, he says, slow and careful, watching Jason for any sign that he's about to react negatively. That you're going to do something stupid. Of all the reactions he thought he'll get, laughter is not one of them. It's high-pitched and unhinged, and Tim draws away from Jason, wondering if he inhaled Joker gas during the fight, or some other trick or trap from the clown in the process of his murder. Jason quiets down slowly, chuckles dying into soft wheezes, shaking to trembling to finally still and quiet. I've filled my lifetime quota of doing stupid things, Jason says lightly, in a voice that sounds like it'll float away. He continues staring at Tim, and then, in a half-surprised, half-wry tone, you're brave. What? Jason's made his opinion of Tim, of his replacement, pretty clear. Tim doesn't understand. Jason's moving again. Tim watches, wary, as Jason pushes up to his feet and grabs the shovel. He's looming over Tim, but he also looks strangely small. Armor gone, helmet gone, hair ruffling in the wind. He pushes the shovel into the grass in front of his grave. Jason, Tim says slowly, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Tim swallows. Something stupid, he says, eyeing the pile of dirt growing bigger and bigger.
It's not stupid, Tim disagrees. It's the natural order of things.
He points the shovel at his own headstone.
Here lies Jason Todd, he says,
and the casualness of his tone is even worse than if there had been bitterness or anger.
I'm just following directions.
Jason, please.
You can't stop me, Jason cuts him off, matter of fact.
Jason, Tim says slowly, trying to choke down the mixture of rising terror and panic. There's no one else in Gotham to help him, and Jason looks like he's deadly serious. You don't have to do this.
I do, Jason says calmly.
You don't. Tim's voice cracks and the world gets blurry as he blinks because he can't do this all by himself, not for the man that once beat him into the ground. But he has no choice. There are so many people that miss you. Tim imagines telling Batman that Jason died again, and something seizes in his chest. Bruce and Dick and Alfred and Barbara and...
They'll get over it.
Tim almost laughs at that, because he can see the emotional devastation Jason will leave behind even if he can't. They won't.
They already have, baby bird, Jason sighs. I'm dead. This isn't a second chance. People don't come back from the dead.
Then what are you? Tim snaps.
A ghost, Jason shrugs. More corporeal than usual, that's all.
Jason, Tim says, not knowing where to start refuting that. Jason is still obstinate, even in this. But Tim's outstubborned Batman, and he isn't going to let the Red Hood stop him.
No,
Tim says firmly, half crawling, half shuffling across the grass until he's in Jason's path, with a murderer standing over him with a shovel. I won't let you, Tim says with more bravado than he feels. Jason lets go of the shovel and makes a put-upon sigh. He reaches for Tim, and Tim flinches, bracing himself for a punch or a kick or... Tim manages to regulate his breathing to discover that he's back in his original position, unharmed. Jason has gone back to digging. There appears to have been no violence. Well then, Tim isn't giving up.
No.
And this time Tim grabs the shovel. I am not going to let you kill yourself. Jason sighs again and kneels down and patiently begins prying Tim's fingers from the shovel. Tim grips as hard as he can in desperation.
Jason, no!
Tim begs, trying to get through to the older teen. You don't have to do this. Please stop. You can't do this. They'll miss you. They'll mourn you.
They already mourned me, Jason says, finally yanking the shovel free and picking Tim up again. And they missed the kid, not me.
He clearly believes it, too. Tim is put down further away from Jason's grave, and Jason tosses his crutches next to him before going back to the digging. Tim doesn't waste any time in hobbling back over to him, trying not to look at the dirt pile that's getting bigger and bigger.
I won't let you, Tim snarls, jaw set, eyes hard. I didn't let Batman kill himself. You don't get to either.
Jason blinks at him, taken aback, before the cold apathy rushes back in. He picks Tim up again, still gentle, and the part of Tim that never stopped mourning Robin grips Jason's shirt tight and won't let go.
You can't, Tim says, throat thick.
Jason, please, you're alive. Please don't kill yourself. So many people want you here.
Tim can't watch Jason do this. He can't.
Dick hasn't even seen you yet, and neither has Alfred. Come on, Jason, are you really going to go without saying goodbye to Alfred? Jason's steps stutter, but he doesn't respond.
Please don't do this. Please, you can come home. You can come back.
Gotham couldn't lose Batman, but it's their family that can't lose Robin.
I'll leave if you want me to. Tim says, desperately trying for something, anything to make Jason stop.
Jason, I swear, I'll go. I wasn't trying to take your place. You can have it back. You can have Robin back. Please don't do this, Jason, please. Jason puts Tim down on a bench carefully, like he's handling something precious.
I don't want Robin back, he says softly. And you belong with your family, baby bird.
No, 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 it's not fair, it's not right that he's getting this version of Jason, that he's getting Robin back, only to lose him again. It's not fair.
So do you, Tim says, holding on to Jason with all the strength he has.
Jason's eyes flicker.
I'm sorry, he says quietly.
Tim opens his mouth to protest again, before he realizes what the apology's for. An arm closes around his throat and black spots dance across his vision. Tim wheezes and wheezes, but the air he's sucking in doesn't make them go away, and the world goes dark with startling speed, panic and fear and desolation swirling together. I can't lose you again,